So I have to tell you, I do love it when I come here. And every time, you take me by surprise. The Pledge of Allegiance. Seriously. I am a military brat. I'm an Army brat. My dad was career Army. So I know the routine. Are there any veterans in here? By hand, please. Thank you. And then I work with a group of military veterans. And I think I shared this the last time I was here, Operation Restored Warrior. It's an organization, it's based in Colorado Springs. And so I'm on a weekly call with them. They've taken me in, they've trained me with their program, and so when you say the Pledge of Allegiance, you don't really hear that. I think the last time I ever did the Pledge of Allegiance was the last time I was here. So that's unique, and that's honorable, very honorable. And it took me, by surprise because of the men and the women that have sacrificed. That have sacrificed not just their lives, but maybe their sons and daughters' lives, their mom and dad's lives. And so that blesses me if it is. It really does. And so thank you. And the reason why I'm involved with this military organization is by the grace of God, I was introduced to this. And here's what I know. Military veterans, are there any first responders in here? Okay. Military veterans, first responders, and the competitive athlete. How many of you guys played anything in college, any sport in college? Okay. So what I've come to find out is that they're the same people. They're all the same. They're all driven by the same things. And so that's where my heart for veterans, my heart for first responders, and my heart for athletes. And my former teammates, and even my former NFL teammates. And so it's funny. Many of you people know Dan Stavely. Dan Stavely was, when I came to campus, I grew up in Hawaii. And when I took my recruiting trip here, I fell in love with Colorado, just driving down 36 and seeing the mountains and the snow. And it stole my heart. And I never get tired of that. But when I came here, Dan Stavely was a freshman coach. Back then, freshmen could not play varsity. So they played on a freshman team. And he was the freshman coach. He was also the sole academic advisor for athletics, and primarily football, where today they have maybe 24 people in academics serving all our athletes, not just football, but all our athletes. And so Coach Dan used to chase us around to get us to come to the Bible study, right? How many of you guys have been to coaches' Friday morning Bible studies? when the athlete's on campus. Yeah. And so he would chase us to Bible study, and then he would chase us to pregame chapel. And I think Coach, when I first got to campus, was in his mid-60s. And I thought he was old.
Yeah.
And so I'm in my mid-60s, and I'm like, what do these kids think of me? Right? But he had such a profound influence and impact on young men's lives, and in his own way. He actually influenced and impacted my life for Jesus. And, you know, he was involved with FCA, and my first opportunity when I got to go to an FCA conference, they still, Estes Park is there, is the main summer conferences, and hundreds of high school kids from all over the country come here. One of the college guys that watch all these high school kids in a room. Like, I have like 12 guys, and I've never been to FCA. And when at FCA, there were two former athletes, pro NFL players. And I just got drafted in the fourth round, and I've never had the opportunity to go to FCA. And so I went. And so I saw that these were NFL guys. I'm like, okay, let me see how they act. Let me watch how they act, and let me see and hear how they talk. And I'm like, oh my goodness. They have something that I don't have. What is it about them? And they had a relationship with Jesus. And so that night I go back to my bunk room, right, with a dozen high school kids, and they're out, and I'm on my knees. Here I am. I give you my life. I was married my junior year in college. I give you my wife. We had our son my senior year. I give you my son, and I give you my career. Going into the NFL, I had no idea what that looked like or what that meant. And so it began a wonderful journey with Jesus. As a result of influence and impact of a coach, should I say an older coach, right? With Dan Staley. And so here I am.
Praise the Lord.
And how does that happen? You know, I'm retired. Retired 24 years coaching at the University of Colorado. And my last coaching was at Indiana State. And it was a great, great journey. But I come back to Boulder, and Rick George gives me a call. He goes, what are you doing? I'm not doing anything. He says, come here, I got a job for you. And so because of Rick George and his heart for his athletes, right? He says, you know, I've got a job for you. I want you to be a character coach. Now, character coach is an FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes term, technically for spiritual leader, chaplain, right? Synonymous with chaplain. And so that's just in a public university, right? It's awesome. And so he said, I want you to be the character coach for that all our athletes. I'm like, holy cow. And so I have a team that I need to share with you. And it's not the football team. It's not the basketball team. I realize that that's a pretty big job. And so I've joined forces with some people in ministry and brought them into athletics. And I think one of the first guys that I brought in, and I think you know who that is, Jamie Hall.
Oh, yeah.
From FCA. And, you know, I've known JB for a lot of years. JB was actually here, you know, on the sidelines before I even got here. So he knows our athletes. He knows ministry. And so he's helping me minister to our players. We have a Thursday night Bible study where we'll have up to maybe a dozen to two dozen players, football players. Because he's just football. And then when I was coaching here, I was introduced to a professor who was going to get fired for his faith, Phil Mitchell. And my trainer and I were talking. He goes, "Well, you know, I was talking about, okay, I need to go up on campus and just kind of reach out to some of the teachers." And so this trainer, he goes, "Well, did you hear about this professor? That, you know, he's under fire because of his faith." And so I reach out to him, I search out to him, and we meet, and we became great friends, and he became a great resource to me and to our coaches when I was coaching. And so now he's a retired pastor, he's a retired teacher, obviously, but he does have a ministry for pastors. And he does pastor on an interim basis, and he's presently, you know, drives up to Wyoming here from Colorado. But he's helping me with our coaches Bible study every Thursday morning. Great teacher, phenomenal teacher, and the response has been very good with our coaches. Now, a coaching staff these days, besides your head coach and your nine assistants, well, every assistant has a GA, and every GA has a quality control, and every quality control guy has another quality control guy. So when and here's the beauty of my position. I'm blessed to be in staff meetings with the football team, to be in team meetings, to be on the sidelines, and to be, Rick gave me a free pass, wherever it is. I can go anywhere in the athletic department, anywhere. And so God's blessed me with the ability to bump into as many athletes as I want to bump into. And all the coaches, have been very gracious and to me and allowing me access to their practices, to their players.
Thanks, Lord.
And so Phil Mitchell is our Bible study for the coaches every Thursday morning. And we'll have a dozen to two dozen coaches every Thursday. And then I bumped into a gal who played basketball at North Carolina State, Coach Yao. She was involved with Athletes in Action, at the time. And so I introduced her to Rick George. And Rick George took her in. Rick George was really pleased at, and she would be the female version of me at the event center. And so he created an internship for a period of time for her to connect with athletes in the weight room. And so she's the character coach for men's and women's basketball, for volleyball, lacrosse, golf, and soccer, women's. And she's been phenomenal. And she's been really good for our kids and our athletes out there. Some of you might know Don Spicely. Officer Don Spicely, retired policeman here in Boulder. He was a liaison for athletics with the Boulder Police for years. I mean, even all the years that I was coaching here, and he's having back surgery Monday. And so other than his injuries, he supports our athletes and our coaches coming to Bible studies. And so I have a team of people. I'm not trying to do this by myself. You know, how Dan Saley did it, I have no idea. But I do know how he had influenced me and impacted my life. I have two stories. One is on the back, and it's kind of my life's journey and the verses of that. And then I was trying to put together on the front a message for you guys. And what I realized this morning was that if I read from the bottom up, it made more sense. So I'm just going to read it. This is just for you and for your references. Your songs bless me. Those are really, really old songs. But those are really, really foundational songs that I think every believer needs to be reminded of. Well, that's, I guess I showed you last time I was in church. And it's all about, it's all about Jesus. And not just Jesus. And it's all about a relationship with him. And I'm here to tell you that it's not just about the relationship that you first stepped in. Whoops.
Sorry.
Oh, I got you. No problem.
I can pick that out. That's one thing I can pick out. Can't hide. But here's why I believe I'm here. How far? How far have you gone since? Because what Jesus wants is an intimate relationship. Yes, we can do this and we can do that. Whoops.
You're good.
Right? We can do this, we can do that. But how intimate are we? And that's the one thing in my life that because of my training in Operation Restored Warriors is a healing ministry. Yeah. Very effective. But only Jesus can heal. And only Jesus can take the wounds, not just the physical wounds, mental, emotional, relational wounds, and heal those. And it's in direct proportion to how well and we know him. And so I'm not the same man that played here. I'm not the same man that spoke here last. And I'm and I'm still not there yet. I will leave you Philippians 3, 12, and 14. Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it on my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind, reaching forward, straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of Christ Jesus. It's not just Sunday. It's not just Friday morning. This is what he wants with us. There's more. He has more. He has so much more for you. Whoops. Sorry. He has more. He ain't done with you yet. There's so much more. There is. Jesus, how much more? Have you heard Jesus's voice? I grew up praying, never taught, never learned to listen. Jesus, what do you want me to do? He just said, what you doing right now? There's a relationship to be heard and to be seen. There is. In the spirit, it's very possible to hear and to see. And it's taken me 60 years of my life to figure that out. There's more. Intimately, there's so much more. Because you're not just alone, battling, fighting, tromping through the mud. There's more. There is more. And the songs remind me of that. There is more. He's got more for you. He does. And he wants an intimate relationship with us. To be heard and to be seen. Now, a few years ago, I'm like, that's crazy. That's like, but it's meant for all of us. It's meant for every one of us. And so I just want to encourage you to ask Jesus, okay, what more do you want from me? Amen. But it's a living, walking relationship. That's the hard part. I'd rather get busy. I'd rather go do something. Why not with him? So, press on. Press on toward the goal. For the prize. And every one of us know the upward call. We know he's calling us. You wouldn't be here if you didn't. Because of your faithfulness. But he has got more for you than what you're doing. It's not what we do, it's what he does in us. Amen. With us and through us. Let me pray. So Jesus, thank you. Thank you for this man. Thank you for this group. Thank you for their hearts for you. Thank you for their faithfulness to you. And Jesus, I know that you have more for each one of them. So Jesus, I pray that you would indeed bless them and anoint them with more of you and less of me. So Jesus, thank you. I give you all praise for this group, this time, this morning, in the middle of Boulder. Who would have thunk? Jesus did. Jesus does. I thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.